WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
On the large synoptic scale, meteorologists deal with air that originates in a variety of locations. An air mass consists of a vast quantity of air that possesses common characteristics of temperature and moisture content. Air masses can form in either hot or cold regions, over large land masses, or over water bodies. These will exhibit features of the area of origin. For instance, an air mass born over the Caribbean Sea would likely be warm and moist. Air masses migrate throughout the planet, bringing with them weather conditions characteristic of conditions from their source region. Classification of air masses does vary across our science depending on just which source material you happen to be using. Meteorologists generally classify air masses into five main categories on the basis of temperature and humidity of the source regions from which they come. These five basic classifications to be discussed here include maritime tropical, maritime polar, continental tropical, continental polar, and Arctic or continental Arctic. In this series of 101, we'll be looking at the broad characteristics associated with each type. Often these names are shortened to a two-letter combination. The maritime and continental designations are symbolized with a lowercase m and c, while polar, Arctic, and tropical are symbolized by uppercase p, a, and t. So, for example, maritime tropical is shortened to a lowercase m and uppercase t. In our next episode, we'll take a look at the maritime tropical air mass, which often affects much of the eastern United States. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.